Do you ever do that where you go around the table and everyone has to say what they're thankful for? No, of course.
God, no.
That's my family. That's what my family does. Now, let's all hold hands and share a secret. Yeah, every single Thanksgiving. That's
share
what my
a secret.
That's what they do. That's what they do. It's like we all say what we're thankful for. Come on, that's nice. That's the American way, John.
That sounds like the Dutch way.
No, I have no Dutch family.
I'm sure that there are some families that sit around doing that bit. Even though Thanksgiving is like a fake holiday, it was actually created long after its invention, which is actually, it came and went in the 1800s, finally made into like a permanent holiday by Abraham Lincoln, and it had to do with being thankful for the end of the Civil War and the soldiers that had fought, and that's what it was about. It wasn't about pilgrims and
really?
Indians and turkeys and corn.
Really?
Yeah, really. And so then you find it somewhere morphed into this bogus holiday about pilgrims and Indians and corn, and that you can find references to these little potlatches that they apparently had back when that people that try to sell to you on the holiday. Oh, no, it's about that. It's not about technically Thanksgiving, which was put into play by Abraham Lincoln, and it had to do with thanking us for the end of the war and then the soldiers who sacrificed themselves. It had nothing to do with pilgrims and Indians, and they meanwhile the kids in school are propagandized about this fake holiday. It's unbelievable to me.
Well, hold on a
second. It's a pet peeve.
Hold on. Well, wait a minute. You caught me off guard there. Here we go. According to Wikipedia, which of course is the Bible, Thanksgiving Day is a harvest festival. Traditionally, it is time to give thanks for the harvest and express gratitude in general. It is a holiday celebrated primarily in Canada and the United States. While perhaps religious in origin, Thanksgiving is now primarily identified as a secular holiday. How come Wikipedia disagrees with you, John?
Lies. They don't do a little history. Have a historian go in there and fix that piece of crap.
Well, maybe you should go in and fix that piece of crap.
I don't have you. I just did.
Though the earliest attested Thanksgiving celebration was on September 8th, 1565, in what is now St. Augustine, Florida, the traditional first Thanksgiving is venerated as having occurred at the site of Plymouth Plantation in 1621.
Yeah, right.
So you're saying that this was Abraham Lincoln, huh?
Yep.
That's fascinating.
There's a very good history. Actually, I think if you go to Dvorak.org/blog, I think we have the outline of the history of Thanksgiving. I'll go dig it up and repost it. I usually post it every year in November. My kids are aware of it, and they argue with their teachers in school, of course, now they're, which gets them into nothing but trouble.
Yeah, I hear you.
Because heaven forbid that any real facts emerge from the educational environment.
October 3rd, 1863. Yes, October 3rd, 1863. President Abraham Lincoln says, a proclamation. This is the proclamation which set the precedent for America's National Day of Thanksgiving. During his administration, President Lincoln issued many orders like this. And here's the whole proclamation for this day of Thanksgiving. So it's actually October 3rd. What are we doing Thursday in November? What the hell is
it? When you follow the history of it, it kind of bounces around a lot, and then somebody set it in stone, and
well,
I forgot
how,
who that
how
was.
Can I believe anything I'm taught in school now? This is a jip. Well, now I'm not going to celebrate anymore because I'm not thankful.
Yeah, well, there you have it. Now that jip. Corn, that's why I'm sorry. I get set up this cornball idea that I'm going to sit around the table with a bunch of relatives I probably don't like and tell them what I'm thankful for. They can go look it up.
Wait, I have to play it again. That's so good, John. John C. Dvorak's Pet Peeve of the Day. I'm going to do that this Thanksgiving when we're all around the table and we're going to say what we're thankful for. I'm going to say I'm very thankful for President Abraham Lincoln, who on October 3rd, 1863, proclaimed the following. And I'm just going to go through this whole thing. And I say, and by the way, you were gypped. You were just gypped. This has nothing to do with pilgrims and Indians and corn and turkeys. How'd the turkeys get in there, by the way?
You were scammed. How do you think they got in there? Some poultry guy dreamed that one up. You know, he says, what are we going to do with these damn birds? These things are like huge. They're impossible. Nobody wants to eat them every day. Well, I got an idea.
Hey, let's add them onto that Thanksgiving Day.
We're talking about turkeys. I might as well mention this then, which is that people out there who, you know, the problem with turkey is like it's been bred to be this huge breasted things that can't even stand up without breaking their legs. And then they, you know, get butchered and sent out and for the one day.
Well, after the president pardons one of them. That's my favorite. You get pardoned, dude.
And so anyway, these stupid birds, they go out. And by the way, they're wild around here. I saw one flying over the freeway. And apparently in San Ramon, they're all over the rooftops. These things are nuisances, these wild turkeys in particular. And they're frightening when you see them flying because they only get about 6 feet off the ground. And I saw one flying over the freeway. And if I would have hit it, the car would have blown up. I mean, this thing is just this big, giant thing. Anyway, so the turkey, over time, you know, they've been breeding them and breeding them and breeding them, so they, you know, maximum white meat and all the rest of it. They taste like crap. They're horribly, horrible turkey flavor that's just annoying. You can only eat it once a year because the aftertaste lasts for months. So we always get heirloom, which I'm sure they're trying to kill off, heirloom turkeys from various growers, and you can get some of these classic turkeys that were actually the turkeys they were eating in the
1800s. Yeah, in 1863, sure.
And I'll tell you, they taste like pheasant. They're delicious. Mm. Well, the first time I had one, I went, holy crap, this tastes a lot more like pheasant than it tastes like turkey. It had very little of that horrible turkey taste. It was just a fantastic product. It was just a great bird. I mean, obviously there was a more natural bird without these giant breasts, and it was, you know, it had more meat than a goose, but it wasn't one of these commercial horrible tasting things.
You said bird with giant breasts.